What's in the news? Retail under attack.
This is the single biggest job category in America.
That's correct.
And it could go away within the next two decades.
That's the fear.
I'm Steve Kathan in CBS News. Online buying is growing. Brick and mortar stores are closing. Now here come the robots.
What aisle are garage door openers?
Please select an item below.
I'm going to ask a person.
Well, they're not perfect, but the home improvement chain Lowe's is testing them out.
It will actually help you find the thing you're looking for.
Follow me.
Kyle Nell is an innovation executive at Lowe's.
It's basically doing indoor mapping, and it's figuring out where it is, where you are. You can talk to it. It talks back to you.
Can I help you find something?
You're like, oh my gosh, there's an autonomous robot inside of a Lowe's. Awesome.
Economists warn automation is a growing threat to American jobs.
I don't think we've begun to grapple with what that would mean for the economy if these jobs started to really go away in vast numbers.
Chip Cutter is managing editor at LinkedIn. At an Amazon concept store in Seattle, sensors allow people to shop and just walk out, paying through a wireless account.
And that's the technology that a lot of people say may more resemble the future that we're going to see.
People working in retail now say this is all fine, but the human touch can't be replaced.
A robot is just, they're not going to give you that personal interaction.
People still like to talk to somebody. I don't think that you can replicate that.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.